This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Liberalism, leftism, progressivism, the Democratic Party. They represent a normal part that is in actually all of us. But it's mostly a dark, enfeebling, and destructive part. They represent the longing in each of us to varying degrees to remain a child. Charles Schulz spoke about it in one of his great Peanuts cartoons. Charlie Brown lay there on the back seat of a car looking up through the window to the heavens, and up front was his dear mom and dad. He thought about how utterly serene, safe, and peaceful the whole scene felt. But he and each of us know, or should know, that that part of life, that beautiful childhood, it comes and it goes quickly. The longing for that tender feeling and worldview is there in all of us, whether we're 9 or 40 or 90. And if we allow it to capture our adult minds, that then becomes a recipe for a troubled life, typically a recipe for much pain, darkness, and destruction. And that's what happened recently in Texas and New York. Now, some Americans in New York were captured under the rules and perspective of the child, the liberal, the left, the Democrat, Charlie Brown world. And some other Americans in the Texas church faced it in the world of the adult American, now called a conservative. This is a perfect example of a true project, a 1602 project, which is headquartered in Texas. Those still in the boy world of Charlie Brown want to see life as a sweet world always replete with, you know, kind and comforting and embracing, loving moms and dads. They want to see the world as the heavenly field where the lion lies with the lamb. They want to see the world free of any yucky, nasty guns and knives and bombs and tanks and soldiers and drones or missiles. And that's why the boys and girls of the New York Democratic Party make laws of the child. Laws essentially disarming the citizen and the adults who love our adult Second Amendment. They make such laws to make the world fit into their imaginations of how the world should be, rather than how it really is. This is where the poison of adults acting like a child comes into play. It comes to darken and weaken and destroy your adult life. And this is the poison that then leads dozens of unarmed men and women at a prayer in a synagogue in Muncie, New York, to face evil with the only thing they were permitted by their lords of the child left, which was a coffee table. The Charlie Brown Party, the Boy and Girl Democratic Party, daily now creates these fantasies, these visions of Charlie Brown backseat drives and farcical coffee table tools to face our adult American world. From Muncie, New York to White Settlement, Texas, that is 1,602 miles. It's a world of values and maturity away. It's the new standard of unit of distance we now need to travel in America from childhood to adulthood, New York to Texas. And they are in a very different place from New York in that church, where adult, strong, brave, free, self-reliant American men and women who can undoubtedly still sense the memory and beauty of the child spirit in the backseat of the car, but they've given up the childish notions that they might have imagined sitting there. And that's why at their core they reject liberalism, progressivism, leftism, the Democratic Party. They reject it because they embrace Americanism and the corresponding things that come with it, like freedom and goodness and responsibilities in adulthood. So armed, they were with the maturity and the wisdom and knowledge to know we live here in reality, here on planet Earth, where men are always and will be always deeply flawed people, creatures, beings. They were armed with the maturity and wisdom to understand that for a man to be truly free, he must have ready access to very, very dangerous assaulting weapons. They were armed with the maturity to know they cannot and must not expect government to have sole or primary care for such basic needs as life and limb. They were armed with adulthood and their wisdom because they know that monsters dress up and look like humans will always roam our streets looking to shoot, rape, maim, stab, plow over in a truck, blow up, poison gas, and now even behead the innocent. They understand that the fantasy of the kind mommy and daddy government may often does turn into the nightmare tyranny of dictators and czars and chairmen and other thugs and barbarians in various forms. They reject the childish notion that men are born by nature good, and they know the utter foolishness of the idea that with just the right new common sense gun law, everybody will be good to go. It all will be beautiful and peaceful back there in the back seat of mom and dad's car. Once again. They understand the mature truth and reality that when you disarm the good guy, the monsters and the tyrants and the well-meaning lovers of control are the only ones left with weapons. So, 1,602 miles away, these American men, thank heaven, our founders recognized that our land was to be the land of the adults and that each of us had a God-given right to own and conceal and carry a very powerful and very assaulting weapon. And that's why in 6 seconds, these proud, non-toxically masculine adult men pulled out that great American tool of liberty. Then with great moral basis and good old American efficiency, they vanquished some terrible evil that rose up again in this land of ours. So, this is the Texan 1602 project, if you like to call it that, for the new year. And that is to hope and pray that no progressive man or woman of the left with his child world gets more of a hold of America than he or she already unfortunately has. For somebody coming out of New York to go to Texas, to go to Alabama, to go to come here to South Carolina, to go to anywhere in the Southeast for the most part, to go anywhere in the Midwest, is to land on another planet just because of the freedom. Just because of what we practice. And we practice this because because we were born with it. Not because some government gave it to us. But because we have people that understand that they were born with it. So, this is a nice little symbol, the 1602 Project, if you want to call it that, whatever you want to call it. Just know that right now today, other Americans besides you are somewhere where they live in a Charlie Brown world, where the children, the mental children, are making rules and regulations for them to live by that will get them killed, just so they can feel good about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I Quality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I could have excused them earlier for their indiscretions as far back as November 2016. Donald Trump was, after all, an unknown quantity, an outsider of questionable conservative pedigree, after all, yes. Indeed, Trump had been a fairly typical liberal New York Democrat for most of his life, and he had led less than a stellar moral life. And, you know, so the pile-on at the time by the National Review and others could perhaps have been forgiven, but not really, when you consider the alternative. Somebody wrote this, I think, at the National Review. Do we not grow weary of the sanctimonious ones, the never-Trumpers that endlessly hector and scold and hold themselves up as paragons of moral virtue? They display their good taste by showing contempt for Trump and his supporters. Some of them claim they will vote down ballot, skipping the presidential slaughter, vote for Evan, what's his name. Some will write in a candidate or go libertarian, neither of who will have any chance of winning. Other pious Republicans will even cast their vote for Hillary. Okay, that was then. I could almost, maybe, forgive it. But not altogether. But, you know, how compelling is the argument today, 3 years later, in light of the horrendous behavior of the left and their naked will to power and demonic rule or ruin ethos? And what about Trump? He had an incredible and unexpected victory in 2016, and then his very favorable performance as president and conservative standard bearer. I mean, this dude is shining. What accounts for the odd and the self-immolating behavior of the never Trump crowd? Most, if not all of them, former card-carrying members of the right. Never Trumpers have numerous labels like globalist or neocon or moderate or Republican or rhino or Democrat lights and the GOP establishment. Some of them are fairly well known. I mean, really well known. I mean, I wish I was as known. William, you know, Bill Kristol, Mona Cherry, and the Koch brothers. John Podhertz, Jeff Flake, Steve Schmidt, the Bushes, George Will, Brett Stevens, Mitt Romney, John Kasich, Gabriel Schoenfeld, Rick Wilson, David French, Max Boot. It goes on and on and on. Many of them are also of Jewish persuasion and supporters of Israel, which I support Israel. I found out in my family tree there might be a slight percentage of Jewish in us, but, you know, not enough to count. One, you would think that the actions taken by this president, our modern-day Cyrus and the defender of the Jews, would have persuaded them. Perhaps, just perhaps, it is that many of them, along with their leftist associates, are part of what Angelo Codevilla describes as the ruling class. These are individuals in the higher-level positions in government, academia, media, think tanks, non-government organizations, unions, non-profits, corporations, and the courts. They compose an extra-constitutional elite system operating outside of the usual democratic mechanism that, in effect, runs the country. The ruling class believe themselves of superior cultural and moral and intellectual temperament, and they view with disdain the unwashed living in the vast swaths between the coasts over whom they feel entitled to rule. Although they superficially embrace democracy, they prefer government by experts, or as it may occur, judges, but reject the elected branches unless, of course, they deliver the proper outcome. And so they are, in other words, progressives. And they place great faith in the New World Order and globalism and world government. International bodies like the European Union, the United Nations, and NATO are highly favored and critical to their vision of the world. They abhor primitive tribal notions of nationhood, such as love of country, culture, heritage, national sovereignty. They are appalled by Brexit, and they don't like that Trump wants to build a wall, and they embrace open immigration and amnesty while spurning borders. All of these now claiming to be Republicans. Some advocate policies that can loosely be described as invade the world, invite the world. Some support criminal justice reform, single-payer health care, and the Paris Climate Accord, and maintain that Europe is better than America. Many are not particularly fond of religion or biblical values, in particular Christianity. Many are socially libertarian or liberal, even when fiscally conservative. And the Second Amendment repulses them. And it's a single class that includes Democrats and Republicans, but not exactly. The Democrats are the ranking members, and the Republicans are the subordinate members. Democrats enjoy prestige and power. Their media organs are dominant. They have cultural gravitas. The Republicans do not. They want acceptance and recognition, but they know that they serve at the pleasure of the leftist superior. And the Republicans seek to preserve their lucrative media presence, affirming pats on the head from the leftist betters, and of course the dinner invitations. They do this by promoting certain foundational policy beloved by the left, especially on immigration. But in this particular era, they have found a far better meal ticket to ensure continued membership in this exclusive club, which is to denounce Trump and everything that he stands for, including those who voted for him. These are the Republican country clubbers, and they recognize that Trump is, in effect, a giant middle finger from the deplorables to them and their leftist cocktail lounge comrades. So it is the failure of Republicans to enact policies that they fundraise and campaign on every election cycle, only to abandon them once they get in power, that drove voters to the outsider anti-establishment Trump in the first place. And it is from the ranks of the second tier of the ruling class of this cowering pseudo-right aristocracy that many, if not most, never-Trumpers arise. For a long time, we've been burdened by what Lenin referred to as useful idiots, referring to leftist intellectuals in the West sympathetic to Marxist socialism, despite all the failure and atrocity. Now we have our useful idiots in the pseudo-right in the form of the never-Trumpers, pearl clutchers and malcontents and closet socialists, self-progressives, every bit as despicable as the followers they once decried. Every morning, they get up and simply cover themselves in shame. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tweeted on Monday, "It doesn't matter if Iranian terrorist Qasem Soleimani posed an imminent threat to the United States because of his horrible past." The president also says on Twitter that his national security team agreed on the imminent threat posed by Soleimani that led to the decision to kill him. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on Fox News says the sanctions on Iran are working.
There's been a real impact on the Iranian economy and on the resources available to the terrible Iranian regime as a result of the maximum pressure campaign. So that's
a group of 31 Senate Democrats are blasting the Trump administration's vaping policy for exempting from a new ban on menthol-flavored e-cigarettes any e-liquids that are not in a cartridge. Democrats believe the loopholes in the policy will place millions of children at risk of addiction. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, which is still a viable gun, still legal to have, and he's working on getting that worked out. Salus, Providence, check them out, franklinarmory.com. A little... Let's do a little administrative work here. Now, this time next week, I'm going to be in the air, headed to Las Vegas. Tuesday is going to be a rather quick day, and I'm just not going to have time to do anything either. But now Wednesday, for the first time, and this will be the third time I've gone to SHOT Show with Lock and Load, we're actually going to be doing the show from there. So that's coming up. And shooting all kinds of video and audio and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a pate. So anyway, for those of us who think of ourselves as Republicans, I myself have lamented for years over the lack of pushback from the people that I vote for, that I send into office, that I give, I do my part to give them the job. And in the meantime, I, as the voter and the supporter, we have the Democrats and the media that hurl baseless and libelous accusations at Republicans, only to be met with a weak defense at best, and most of the time, silence. I mean, we're referred to as people that want to push granny off of a cliff and make senior citizens eat dog food and starve children and put them in cages. We're racist and sexist and bigoted, homophobic, Islamophobic, mean-spirited, and ignorant. That's us. That's, you know. If you don't believe me, go turn on CNN. And if you don't like the news, watch late-night comedy or entertainment award shows or virtually any television series to hear much of the same. It is a one-way propaganda storm and gets no pushback. Now, as one of the all-time great propagandists, Joseph Goebbels, summed it up, if you tell a big enough lie and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The truth is the greatest enemy of the state. But since 2016, things have begun to change. The tide is turning, so to speak. Pushback is being demonstrated by our counterpuncher-in-chief, President Donald Trump, and he is emboldening others in the Republican Party. They're beginning to follow his lead. Now, compare this to George W. Bush, who I voted for, who I supported. He never pushed back against his political opponents while president, and he only had kind words to say about Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. But he finally found his voice again when Trump was elected. Now, Bush preferred the high road, saying in 2013, there's no need to defend myself, I did what I did, and ultimately history will judge. And his high road gave us 8 years of an Obama low road. Not pushing back allowed the media and the Democrats to drive Bush's approval numbers into the toilet by the end of his second term, to the point that a political lightweight like Obama could become president. Obama was he was a state senator, he didn't finish that term, he was a U.S. senator, he never finished that term, he had no experience whatsoever. He just was a really, really, really good campaigner and a very weak individual. The Bush family could only push back against candidate Trump, offering no support or even a vote for their party's candidate. The elder Bush voted for Hillary Clinton, while his son voted for neither Trump nor his Democratic challenger. Now, if you want to see some pushback in action, though, go to a Trump rally. Trump constantly calls out the fake news media at the back of the venue. His political opponents are branded with nicknames from Pocahontas and Crazy Bernie to Nervous Nancy and Little Mike Bloomberg. Then there's Pencil Neck Adam Schiff and Pete Boot Edge Edge. And that's not only funny, but it's effective too. Just ask Low Energy Jeb or Lion Ted or Little Marco or Crooked Hillary. The mullahs of Iran also recently learned about pushback. They taunted Trump by bombing Saudi oil fields and shooting down an American drone and capturing a U.S. Navy ship. And feeling their oaths, last month they attacked our embassy in Baghdad and killed an American contractor. And rather than jetting off to a Vegas fundraiser and sending out his poodles to blame a YouTube video, as Obama did, this president sent out a cruise missile. Actually, a hellfire, to deliver a couple of terrorist bigwigs to Allah and the promised 72 virgins that they were supposed to collect. Iran, not knowing what hit them, they quickly backed down and lobbed a few ineffectual missiles into Iraq and then accidentally shot down a commercial liner that lifted off from Tehran. And Trump then tweeted out support of anti-government Iranian protesters in Farsi, which is another punchback to the Ayatollahs. Punch a bully and you give him a bloody nose and the bully behaves. Ignore the bully and expect the bullying to continue. Trump grew up in Queens, and he spent decades in the rough and tumble world of real estate developments. Others are beginning to push back, like filmmaker Joel Gilbert, director of the Trayvon hoax, is suing Coral Gables Art Cinema and the city of Coral Gables. As the Miami Herald reported, the suit says the cinema, at the urging of the Coral Gables mayor, had no right to cancel a rental of the theater for a private screening of Gilbert's documentary on the George Zimmerman trial after the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Not only did Gilbert expose the bogus Trayvon Martin story, he's pushing back against those continuing to perpetuate the hoax. There's nothing like a $670,000 lawsuit as a punch in the nose to those bullies. Then there's Covington High School student Nick Sandman agreeing to settle a multi-million dollar defamation lawsuit against CNN. CNN accused the MAGA hat-wearing teenager of racism as he stood smiling in front of a Native American activist, Nathan Phillips, beating a drum and chanting in Sandman's face. But they also neglected to show additional video footage showing the black Hebrew Israelites shouting racial epithets at the students, instigating the entire confrontation. Well, that's what they did with the Martin thing, where they called Zimmerman a white Hispanic and doctored his 911 call. That's only against CNN, but it will continue. This is called a trend, and either way, they're going to lose here. This is the subset of the Trump doctrine. Attacking him or his supporters often leads to a lose-lose predicament, suggesting that Trump picks his battles strategically. The Democrats, they're learning the same lesson. But it's not that complicated, because Trump figured all this out. So did Nick Sandman and Joel Gilbert. The shame is more Republicans still prefer the high road of reaching across the aisle. And then they get bitten by a poisonous snake and pull it back and look down and say, what just happened? Dummies. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I have an idea. And I'm going to be like John McCain here. I have an idea for our Democrat politician friends, because they were always his friends. They might want to try, if they want to, you know, this is an idea they might want to try, if they want to stop being backstabbing garbage people. It's kind of a radical notion and a little outside of the box, but here it goes. How about just once, instead of sucking up to these foreign animals who are attacking our country, you take our side instead? How about that? Could you do that? Maybe you should not back and excuse the gay hanging, women stoning, airline downing, Obama check cashing, Israel threatening, American murdering cultists ruling Iran. This is just me spitballing here. I could be completely off here, you know. Just a thought. It's kind of crazy, I know. Some of you out there saying, what? But it could just work. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking what your man-bunned grad student TA taught you, that, hey, America sucks, and these foreigners have a good point about America's history of imperialism and general badness. Actually, people, that's a stupid thing to think, and you Democrats should stop thinking it. Instead, you should stand with your own country all the time, no matter what. I know siding with America will infuriate a huge part of your base, since America-hating leftist pieces of shit are a key Democrat constituency. But you should try courageously, standing up to the trash that forms the foundation of your reeking party, instead of collaborating with these filth columnist communists. Yes, I did that on purpose. This, by the way, is called character. All of you Democrats should go out and get you some right now. I know it's a proud Democrat tradition stemming back to when your party started and that ensured the communists won the Vietnam War. During the last decades of the Cold War, which the Republicans won, you sided with the Russians. For you younger Democrats, Russians only became bad to Democrats sometime in 2016. well, not bad, maybe just convenient. Still today, if there's a third world USA-hating potentate or terrorist leader, that dirtbag can probably count on you. And I'm wondering, does your vintage Shea t-shirt still fit? But I got to tell you, this act is getting old, like your leading presidential candidates. Maybe in your Blue City faculty lounge circles, concepts like patriotism and loyalty and not allying yourself with communist and Islamist butchers, perhaps that feels like a character defect. If you drones had the capacity to breed, you would attempt to breed out of the pack. But here in America, we like them. We like those concepts. And we prefer Americans who side with America. I know you don't like Donald Trump. You have a right not to like Donald Trump. And if you feel it necessary because you want to fix the skyrocketing stock market and the rock-bottom unemployment problems that he's caused and the low gas prices and, you know, the new regard we're held in the world, well, you can campaign against Donald Trump and support his opponents, whether it be the senile pappy or the promiscuous crack connoisseur or the fake Indian or the crusty communist or that insufferable little weasel who is mayor of the Indiana equivalent of Barstow. This is your right as an American. But you are total garbage if you choose to side with our enemies because you don't like the guy who the American people elected over your objection. If you've ever seen Scanners, this is going to be like when, you know, Michael Ironsides makes that guy's head pop. Donald Trump is your president. Let me say that again. Donald Trump is your president. He is the president of the United States of America. Now, you don't have to like that. You don't have to like him. Feel free to run around the country shouting about how he's not my president. But don't ever side with our enemies because you are mad at him for crushing the Venezuela 2, the quickening. Those dreams your idol pantsuit had for you. You've spent the last 3 years babbling like idiots about traitors and treachery. Well, head doctors call this projection. You are siding with the enemy in a war against the United States. And yeah, Iran has been at war with the United States for 41 now. Ever since you peanut-farming, half-wit fellow Dem handed over the keys to the country to a bunch of 7th-century Pennywises. The least you could do is show a little respect to the people who are trying to clean up your party's messes. Your latest party triumph, or your party's latest triumph, excuse me, is blaming Donald Trump because these drooling morons shot down a passenger airliner the night they launched missiles at our American soldiers. And forgive me here, because normally I don't like to go this route, but what the hell is wrong with you? Are you sick? Are you stupid? Are you huffing that funny powder you found in Hunter Biden's medicine cabinet? What would have ever possessed you to start making excuses for people trying to kill Americans? We have a term in the military for people like you. We call you Blue Falcons, and it derives from the initials BF. The initial B is for buddy. I can't tell you what F is for. But you're a Blue Falcon if you sided with Iran's mullahs against your own country because you got the sads that mean old orange man is president and stumbles McMyturn got beat up on in the electorally. Now, this Soleimani guy, before Donald Trump turned him into a wet bag of disarticulated chunks, murdered over 600 Americans and in the six figures of foreigners. And it's okay to say that he's bad and that smearing him across a Baghdad boulevard was pretty doggone awesome. It's even mandatory to do so. But you should break out the champagne to celebrate his close encounter of the hellfire kind. But you're not going to because you can't. I understand that when it comes to that ridiculous AOC and her brother, curious grifter pal, Ilhan Omar, I expect nothing from them except some treachery. But A lot of Democrats have spent time in positions of power in Washington or otherwise have some credentials that might lead you to expect that they might resist the radical hashtag resist nitwits. Some of them even served in uniform. Audie Buttigieg never shuts up about his adventures in the Squid Force. They should know better, and they should tell the morons in the squad and the rest of the American-hating pals to shut their collaboration holes. But that's not happening. And that's a disgrace. Among the Democrat voters, there's patriots, including those who've served our country with honor and who continue to serve today. And these Dem voters are disgusted with you. And if I was cynical, and I am totally cynical, I would issue them a heartfelt invitation to join the Republican Party, where people who love America are welcome. Walk away, Democrat patriots. Come join me. Welcome to the GOP. But regardless, you don't take our disagreements outside the country. You don't fight in front of foreigners, and you don't ever take the enemy's side. And these are just basic threshold requirements to call yourself a patriot. And unless you don't want to be a patriot, you know, and you Democrats don't want to, who don't at least be honest and just come right out and admit you hate America. And the rest of you should admit that you're just too weak to stand up for it. That don't ever take their side over us. We see it. That's not a good look. Coming up next, from the truthaboutguns.com, we're going to do the weekly recap with Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.